This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
A second grader who pointed a pencil and made shouting noises in a Suffolk, Virginia elementary school is the latest to be suspended in zero-tolerance gun incidents. Although the teacher wrote on the suspension notice, "I told him to stop, and he did," she nevertheless reported the incident to the next level, and the principal suspended the 7-year-old and his fellow pencil-wielding classmate for 2 days. A school representative said, "A pencil is a weapon when it is pointed at someone in a threatening way and gun noises are made." Despite community outrage at this silly reaction by the school, school administrators continue to defend their actions. The father of the suspended boy is a Marine Corps veteran. He said his son is a good student and never had any discipline problems. His son told him, "Well, I was pretending to be a Marine and the other guy was being a bad guy." In other zero-tolerance nonsense, some educators around the country are being scared by plastic Hello Kitty bubble guns, Pop-Tarts bitten into something like the shape of a gun, and toy World War II soldiers on top of cupcakes. Some parents say that zero-tolerance policies enforced without common sense make a mockery of the real issue of school safety. Stripping little boys of their masculine tendency to engage in military play is harmful, not helpful. When school administrators take zero tolerance to these extremes, they become fear-mongering strangers to common sense, rather than responsible adults looking out for the safety of all students. And it's not just boys who are the victims of zero-tolerance silliness. In a California school, an 11-year-old girl was suspended for doing cartwheels and handstands during lunchtime.
Has your son or daughter expressed frustration with the liberal ideology and anti-Christian propaganda on their college campus? Encourage any students you know to join Phyllis Schlafly and other conservative leaders in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19 for the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The 3-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host,
Tuscan. Last week we were talking about the general that was fired, and this is the first time in U.S. history that seven generals have been fired.
Seven?
There's seven generals in total.
Okay, we got the two at Dice Air Force Base, and we got Petraeus, and we got McChrystal. Who were the other three?
Okay, so you mentioned Petraeus, mentioned the two at Dice. The guys at Dice were Major General Michael Carey, Vice Admiral Tim Giordano. Then there was CMM Gregganus. He was the major general for the Regional Command Southwest and Marine Exploratory or Expeditionary Force in Afghanistan. That's about it. And then, besides Petraeus and the other ones, we have Major General Ralph Baker, commander of the Joint Task Force. Rear Admiral Charles Gouet, because he's not a major. Major General Greg A. Sturdivant, Director of the Strategic Planning and Policy for U.S. Pacific Command and Commander of the Aviation Wing at Camp Bastion, or Bastion, Afghanistan. Interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah.
What's the reason for this? We can only speculate as of right now.
They were counterfeiting poker chips, Bob. All of them. Counterfeiting. that still cracks me up. I mean, you don't still have that clip, do you? I mean, I couldn't believe that. I mean, you can't even think this stuff up. You can't make it up. Man, a fiction writer wouldn't even try to get away with this stuff, you know? Absolutely absurd excuses.
I have that clip still.
That made me laugh. I just couldn't believe that made the lamestream media, as bad as they really are. You know, I mean, they have to keep some dignity, and that was just over the top. Because if people don't know, of course, these two generals at Dice Air Force Base were fired just about the time the leak came out that nukes were missing from the base, and they were being transported someplace. And we broke that story along with, you know, well, it was Anthony Gucciardi that actually got into all that through leaks, through somebody who was telling the alternative news media something very wrong was going on. That seems to be the case, and all of a sudden these generals are released, and we didn't even hear about it until, 3 or 4 weeks or a month later.
And a good evening to you on this Friday night, and we start with a developing story, a shakeup at the highest levels of the U.S. military. A top general in charge of nuclear weapons fired, and this comes 48 hours after another top military commander was dismissed. ABC's chief global affairs correspondent Martha Raddatz has been talking to her sources all day, has the very latest on what's happening right now. Martha.
Diane, these officers have some of the highest security clearances you can get and have been in charge of the nation's most sensitive nuclear arsenals.
A stunning chain of events. Today, Michael Carey, the two-star general responsible for the nation's three intercontinental ballistic missile wings, fired from his command. The reason? Personal misbehavior on a military business trip. This comes just 48 hours after President Obama himself relieved the number two in command over the nation's nuclear arsenal over his suspected use of counterfeit poker chips. These follow an alarming string of general officers losing their jobs this year for inappropriate behavior, misconduct, or lack of leadership. Two Marine Corps generals fired less than 2 weeks ago for not providing proper force protection in Afghanistan. An Army Brigadier General relieved of duty for adultery. An Army two-star general fired for groping a civilian. And in March, a Navy one-star removed for racially insensitive comments and abusive leadership. Last spring, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff was so concerned about all the high-profile cases, he sent a letter to Pentagon brass urging a recommitment to ethical leadership.
The Navy has been the most aggressive in taking its officers to task. At least 16 commanders have been fired this year. The bad news is how much this is happening, Diane. But the good news is that the services are taking action.
All right, Martha Raddatz reporting in tonight. Thank you, Martha. And now the other big story out of Washington.
That's incredible, isn't it? I mean, look at this. You have John Corzine stealing over $1 billion, right? He doesn't even get a slap on the wrist. And all of these ethical allegations against these high generals. I mean, can they not find anything that's beyond using counterfeit poker chips and groping an employee or an underclass person? It's absolutely absurd that this is going on, and all of these top heads are rolling over all these ethical allegations, using a racial slur, doing this kind of stuff, man. Can you believe it, Bob? Can you believe this?
There's something more to this story, Steve.
Absolutely, there's something more to the story. I mean, there's nothing to the story as it stands. Nothing makes any sense. All these indiscretions of General Petraeus, who is head of the CIA, somebody's tapping his emails? The head of the CIA? Come on. I mean, it's absolutely absurd. There's some shakeups going on. I mean, I think this is clearly an indication that things behind the scenes in the higher ups of the hierarchy of the military command are being booted out for various reasons. I'm wondering how this is going to shake all the way down into the rank and file of other employees in the Pentagon and in the military. You know, do you think that these guys are buying that? I don't think so. And what do you think's going on, Bob?
You know, Steve, I don't know what to make of it, to be honest. I don't know.
Well, we noticed that this correlates with the stories of the missing nukes from Dice.
It
Air
seems
Force.
To have, anyways.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, these are, as the story said, these are the top watchdogs of our nuclear arsenal that are being let go here. That's quite scary, I think, over using counterfeit poker chips. I mean, unethical, immoral, disrespectful behavior and all this kind of stuff that these trumped-up charges that they're using here. I mean, that's politically correct stuff when you're dealing with people who handle some of the most dangerous weapons known to man. And I find it very, very questionable as to why these kinds of politically correct impositions managed to get people fired in this Obama administration with a commander and thief. I mean, chief Barack Hussein Obama,
puppet in chief. He's a puppet, that's, Steve.
That's right. He sure is. I mean, you know, obviously he can't make any decisions on his own. He has to read from the teleprompter, and he's stumbling all over himself. You know, the real question isn't what's going on with Obamacare, the real question is why the Republicans haven't mounted an impeachment against him. I mean, they could at least vote and pass it in the House. Of course, it's going to be a fiasco in the Senate. The last one was with Bill Clinton. I never had sex with that woman. You know, all the time that went on, the ChinaGate information was sequestered and held back. Finally, when it was released, after the country was sick to its stomach with everything they had to endure through that crappy, phony mock trial with Bill Clinton, then they find out the real stuff after.
That's how Drudge got his start. You know that, right?
Yeah, he was dredging and drudging, and that's where he came up with the whole thing. Yeah.
All right, folks, we got to take another break. When we come back, the 22 reasons to be concerned about the U.S. economy as we head into the holiday season.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
Michael Snyder writes, are we on the verge of another major economic downturn? In recent weeks, most of the focus has been on our politicians in Washington. But there are lots of other reasons to be deeply alarmed about the economy as well. Economic confidence is down. Retail sales figures are disappointing. Job cuts are up. And American consumers are deeply struggling. Even if our politicians do everything right, which we know that's not the case, there's no chance in hell, there would still be a significant chance that we could be heading into a tough economic time in the coming months. Our economy has been in decline for a very long time, and that decline appears to be accelerating. Aren't enough jobs? The quality of our jobs continue to decline. Our economic infrastructure is being systematically gutted, and poverty has been absolutely exploding. Things have gotten so bad that the former president, Jimmy Carter, even he says that the middle class of today resembles those that were living in poverty when he was in the White House. But this process has been happening so gradually, most Americans don't even realize what has happened. Our economy is being fundamentally transformed, and the pace of our decline is picking up speed. The following are 22 reasons to be concerned about the U.S. economy as we head particularly into the holiday season. All right, Steve, you ready for number one?
I'm ready for number one. I have a sound effect. I have a sound effect. You know what that is? That's the sound of bullfrogs boiling.
Ah, the old boiling frogs technology. That. Okay, all right. According to Gallup, here's number one. They have just seen the largest drop in the U.S. economic confidence since 2008.
Wow.
And number two, retailers all over America are reportedly reporting disappointing sales figures, and many analysts are very concerned about what the holiday season will bring. Mm-hmm. And number three, domestic vehicle sales just experienced their largest miss relative to the expectation since January of 2009. Well, we need another cash for clunkers. You remember that?
Yeah, but we don't have any more clunkers. That's the problem. We cashed them all in. Yeah. All right.
Well, I think we have a couple clunkers in Washington. Not a couple. A lot of clunkers in Washington, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The old all right, McCain. Number four here of our list of 22 reasons to watch for the economy before it collapses this coming winter. One of the largest furniture manufacturers in America was recently forced into bankruptcy. Number five, according to the Wall Street Journal, the 2013 holiday shopping season is already projected to be worse than we have seen since 2009. And number six, the Baltic Dry Index recently experienced the largest four-day drop that we have seen in 11 months. And number seven, Merck, one of the largest drug makers in the nation, the poison makers, has announced the elimination of 8,500 jobs. Which
oh no, you mean even Merck is hurting? Come on, now that's
even Merck.
What about Pfizer and Glaxo and the rest of them, man? You know, I mean, come on. Okay.
And number eight, overall, corporations announced the elimination of nearly 400,000 jobs through the first 9 months of this year. Number nine, the number of announced job cuts in September of 2013 was 19% higher than the numbers of announced job cuts in September of 2012. Number 10, the labor force participation rate is the lowest that it has been in 35 years. And number 11, as I mentioned the other day, the labor force participation rate for men in the 18 to 24-year-old bracket is at an all-time low. And number 12, approximately one out of every four part-time workers in America is living below the poverty line. And number 13, incredibly, only 40% of all adults, 47% make that, of all adults in America have a full-time job at this point. That's absolutely scary. Number 14, U.S. consumer delinquencies are starting to rise again. And number 15, The Postal Service recently defaulted on a $5.6 billion retiree health benefit payment. Oops. The government can't handle that, and we're going to trust them with health care? Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of health care, number 16, Obamacare is causing health insurance premiums to skyrocket.
No, Bob, I don't believe that. Now, that can't be true because I keep hearing that we're all going to be happy and doing a lot better under Obamacare.
BS, Steve. Let's see here. They're skyrocketing. And this is reducing the disposable income that consumers have, of course, and people are being laid off. At number 17, the national debt has increased to more than, get this, the national debt has increased more than twice as fast as the U.S. GDP has grown over the past 2 years. So, number 18, median household income in the United States has fallen for 5 years in a row. Number 19, the gap between the rich and the poor in the United States is at an all-time record high. The rich keep getting richer and the poor keep getting, well, poorer. Mm-hmm. Number 20 here, and this we got 22 of these. Let's go ahead and give you the last three. Number 20, former President Jimmy Carter says that the middle class in America has declined so dramatically that the middle class of today resembles those that were living in poverty when he was in the White House. And last but not least, last two here, number 21. According to a Gallup poll that was recently released, 20% of all Americans did not have enough money to buy food they or their families needed at some point over the past year. That is just under the record of 20.4% that was set back in November of 2008. And last but not least, Steve, number 22. Right now, one out of every five households in the United States is on food stamps. That's right, one out of every five households. There are going to be a lot of struggling families out there this winter, folks. Please be generous with organizations that really help the poor. Stay away from those scams. A lot of people are really going to need their help during the cold months ahead, especially if you live in a cold climate. And that was, Steve, the 22 reasons to be concerned about the U.S. economy as we head into the holiday season.
Well, there's one more, though, that Bob, that most people don't realize. Starbucks has dropped the price of their latte with sprinkles, the large latte with sprinkles, from $6.95 to $5.82. Now, that is serious. They're even Starbucks is trying to help. No, not funny. Okay, I'm sorry. But that's sort of the scope of it. I mean, the grim story is, you know, the first 22 of their... those reasons, Bob. And, you know, this isn't funny. I mean, we've been saying this all along. How long have we been telling people there's no bottom to this thing? It's not turning around. The economy is not coming back. We pointed that out long before Barack Obama came into office, back in the days of that the time when Mr. George W. Bush stood up in front of everybody like a guilty school kid and said, "We're taking $700 billion. Good night."
And your calls when we come back at 800-313-9443. What do you think about the economy and how are you preparing? 800-313-9443.
The Bob Justin Show.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Hello, and first we need to bring you this breaking news from the central Philippines, where an earthquake, major earthquake with a magnitude 7.1, has struck deep below Carmen Town on Bohol Island. The radio station DZMM is quoting civil defense officials as saying four people died and many others have been injured when part of a fish port collapsed in Cebu City across the strait from Bohol. People rushed out of their buildings and their homes, including hospitals, as the aftershocks went on. A church is reported damaged in the provincial capital of Tagbilaran, and part of the city hall, we understand, has collapsed there. I should say the Pacific Tsunami Warning Center in Hawaii has said there is no threat, repeat, no threat of a Pacific-wide tsunami after that quake. More on that, of course, as soon as we confirm more news.
Well, a win for the Pentagon in the midst of the shutdown and the sequester and all the problems for the Pentagon. They actually won a big order today for their really troubled fighter jet program, the F-35. It's a big deal for the Pentagon. Norway's 2014 defense budget released today calls for the purchase of 6 F-35s. Norway wants to modernize its air force. It's a deal worth $1.2 billion. That's great for the Pentagon. But we guess it was very smart to hold this announcement until the Monday after awarding the Nobel Peace Prize in Oslo. At any rate, it is proof of the truth. Norway loves its bombers. Well, how could it be? Zombies outperforming Sunday Night Football.
Now on to our other top story. A college town is shocked and embarrassed after a drunken clash pitted hundreds of young people against police.
Channel 4's Mark Miller is live now near the Western Washington University campus, where eyewitness accounts and lots of home video recount a crazy, crazy night. Mark.
It's a gorgeous day, beautiful park. It's a quiet neighborhood right now. But last night, man, police described a crazy encounter with as many as 400 young people who spilled into and along these streets after officers broke up a house party nearby. This is a few blocks just north of campus. And I got to tell you, you look at the video and it looks like a riot. You can hear the sound of thrown beer bottles smashing against patrol cars. The rowdy crowd targeting officers.
Oh, there's a police, okay.
When they ignored orders to disperse, when the bottles, beer cans, and other objects kept flying, officers fired back. Amateur video shows officers shooting a combination of beanbags, smoke grenades, and pepper balls. The battle continued for at least another hour. Police even deployed an armored vehicle to try to end the riot. A night just off campus that many are calling an embarrassment.
It's kind of disgraceful, honestly.
These Western Washington students witnessed some of the conflict. Their gut told them it's not a good idea to stick around.
I only saw it for a little bit, and I left because I didn't want to be any part of it because I thought it was kind of stupid. Just a bunch of drunk people screaming, throwing stuff.
One girl got on top of here, and she was, like, holding on.
Some of the troublemakers harassed Katrina Agnew as she tried to park in her driveway that was along the street where the clash was erupting.
So when I was getting out, they were already throwing glass, so, I mean, anyone could be hit, and there was a couple people that got injured.
Police say several patrol cars sustained damage. Some private vehicles did, too. No serious injuries, and just 3 arrests, according to the university, none of them students. But witnesses say students certainly made up most of the crowd.
They were just being idiots.
Western Washington University's president actually just issued a statement, and he says that he is stunned and that this is out of character for this institution. He adds that university officials and police will be reviewing video to try to identify those responsible for last night's violence. Live here in Bellingham, Mark Miller, Como 4 News.
It's still utterly shocking to contemplate the fact that 26 people, 20 of them first graders, were mowed down by disturbed gunman Adam Lanza at Sandy Hook Elementary School. We're approaching the first anniversary of that massacre, and some gun groups want to mark the day with an event they're calling Guns Saves Lives Day. Well, joining me now is Alan Gottlieb, whose Second Amendment Foundation is a key sponsor of the event. Mr. Gottlieb, welcome to you. I know that you've just moved the day now for your plan of action to the day after December the 14th. This was after huge pressure, not least from the families in Newtown who were outraged. But let me go back to your decision to announce, and these are your words, we are proclaiming Saturday, December the 14th, which is the first anniversary of Sandy Hook, as Gun Save Lives Day. In the coming weeks, you can go to gunsaveslivesday.com and get updates on this open source national project that all freedom-loving organizations are about to be a part of. We're going to show America that there is a good side to guns. Why did you think that December the 14th would be a good day to show Americans the good side to guns, Mr. Gottlieb?
Well, Piers, we picked that date because the gun prohibition lobby was planning on accelerating and launching their new attacks on 80 million law-abiding firearms owners' firearms civil rights. So we picked it in response to that. We were planning on starting each event off with a moment of silence and a prayer, by the way, but we decided to move it to the 15th so that our message would be loud and clear. And by the way, December 15th happens to be Bill of Rights Day, so we moved it one day in the hope that the anti-gun rights movement in the United States would back off as well.
Yeah, obviously it had nothing to do with the Bill of Rights, though. You would have made it that day to start with. So let's just go to what the reaction was from the Newtown families. Erica Lafferty, the daughter of murdered Newtown principal Dawn Hochsprung, said, December the 14th, a sacred day for Newtown families. This should be about our loved ones, not this disgusting political stunt. These people will be trampling on the graves of the innocent children and educators who were murdered that day. Why are you laughing?
Because that's totally over the top. That's not what our intent was. That's not what anything we were going to do was. And again, not all the Newtown
you
family,
plan,
by the way,
you plan a control. You plan a campaign.
Piers,
wait a minute.
Piers, how many
wait
days?
A minute, Mr.
Wait,
Gottlieb.
How many days?
Wait a minute. You plan a campaign to promote the good side of guns on the first anniversary of the worst mass shooting at a school in American history, and you have the gall to laugh when I read out a quote from one of the victims' families. How dare you?
Piers, how dare the anti-gun movement have been using this tragedy all year long
this
to attack the right to gun owners and plan...
This is a family member. This is a daughter
wait,
of the principal of the school who was killed. How dare you,
hey,
love?
My heart goes out to them. My heart goes out to them, and I have children and grandchildren myself. But that doesn't allow them to use that day either to attack my rights. We're backing off to go to December 15th, Bill of Rights Day, the next day. Now, will they back off? Will you back off? How many times this year have you attacked gun rights in your show? 60, 70, 80 times?
Oh, I won't back
times?
Off people like you,
I bet you
Mr. Gottlieb,
I bet you use December 14th to push your anti-gun agenda.
You're damn right I'll use that day to promote gun safety.
Thank you, and that's exactly why we're responding.
To promote gun safety in America,
it.
Mr. Gottlieb, and I'll do it on behalf of these families.
It.
Let me read you what...
21 people use guns
let me
every
read
day
you,
of self-defense.
If you may give me a word, let me read you what Neil Heslin, whose son Jesse was killed, said. It's really in poor judgment.
Again,
wait a minute. Give these people...
My heart goes out
give
to these people, but it wasn't
no,
a gun.
Your heart
it was a
doesn't go out to
person
them.
That did it.
Your heart doesn't go out to them. You laugh at them as you did just
Piers,
a minute ago.
You don't know about my heart. You're just
are
pushing your anti-gun rights agenda
heart,
every chance
Mr.
you get. That's probably why you don't have as many viewers as anybody else does, because people have turned you off.
Sure. Let me just read you a comment here from Neil Heslin, whose son Jesse was killed at Sandy Hook. It's really in poor judgment. This was your decision to have the campaign on December the 14th. I would hope everyone would give the respect that he didn't deserve. I want to see a day of remembrance, a memorial for the people who lost their lives. I want politics to stay out of Newtown and Sandy Hook that day. But you wouldn't allow them that, would you, Mr. Gottlieb? You wanted
well,
a campaign,
Piers, Piers, you just said that you won't back off, that you're going to use that day on your show to promote your agenda. So if you're
again,
not going to back
Gottlieb,
off, why should anybody else?
Mr. Gottlieb, you're misquoting me. What I said was I would use that day.
No, I'm not misquoting
you. Wait a minute,
you.
Mr. Gottlieb. I want to
play
see
your
if
own
you,
tape back.
I want to see if you challenge what I'm about to say. I said that I will use that day to promote gun safety on behalf of those families. Which part of that sentence do you find offensive?
Because you're... Your definition of gun safety is banning guns and confiscating guns. Your position of gun safety, you're misusing the word safety.
When have I ever asked to confiscate a single gun?
Well, where? Do you support people owning assault weapons?
Where have I ever said I want to confiscate a single gun?
No, you don't.
No, I've never, Mr. Gottlieb.
You compare it to Britain, where they've banned guns, and you think that's great.
Yeah. How many gun murders do we have a year in Britain, Mr. Gottlieb?
Well, actually, if you read the reports today, the Home Department
year?
In Britain, well, one of the problems is the data
you know
given
the
out
answer?
For Britain is not accurate.
You know
a
the
big
answer?
Story about it today. I don't know the answer because the data given out
Let
for Britain
help
is
you.
Not accurate.
Let me help you. Let me
again,
help you, Mr. Gottlieb.
Read the stories today in today's news, and you'll see that data is not accurate.
Thank
and
you.
The people in Britain are going
Let
crazy
Let me give you
over.
Some accurate data. 35 people on average.
But they've just admitted
Mr.
the data
Gottlieb,
is not accurate.
Give me some time, please.
We don't have accurate data.
Mr. Gottlieb, be quiet. 35 people a year on average are killed by guns in Britain, right?
Wrong. Violent crimes are through the roof there. Yeah, another Piers Morgan POS conversation. Yeah,
that's right.
Hey, folks, we'll take calls in our final segment and maybe play a little more of that. It's been entertaining to see how he just talks over his guest and negates the facts presented by Second Amendment advocates.
The Bob Justin Show.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site again is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran owned and operated.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet, only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation, CampingSurvival.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Second Amendment Foundation, or what's their name? Second Amendment Advocates, or whoever that group is, went on the Piers Morgan show. Of course, Pierce, you know, espouses typical BS rhetoric. Should we play some more of that, Steve, before we end the show tonight?
Oh, man, I don't know if I can handle any more, to be honest with you. I mean, it's the same kind of old Greek theater where people used to get together and cry, this sympathetic, empathetic, knee-jerk, liberal reaction, substance, zero, sympathy, 100 points. You know, to me, it's like he keeps dragging at the ghosts of people from a year ago to make his point. I don't know, Bobby, it's up to you if you want to play some more. But
let's play a little bit more so we can have some the more juice here to
go.
Yeah,
it's just evoking phony sympathy. I mean, Pierce Morgan doesn't give a damn about these people. He just is a
panic. Hey, by the way, you know where Pierce Morgan originally got to start with, besides the news in Britain?
Barnum and Bailey.
He was on some reality show, like he was a judge on one of those American Idol shows.
Yeah, he was he was a nobody to begin with, and now
a judge on an American Idol type show, and now he's pushing BS.
Yeah,
it's 11 to 12,000. And you know the reason so many people get killed by guns in America? Because idiots like you. And I use that word very deliberately. Think it's funny to laugh in the middle of me reading out a statement from the victim's family of Sandy Hook.
Pierce, all your emotional rhetoric doesn't solve any problems. All it does is polarize the situation and make it toxic so we can't get good answers to solve the problems. It's people like you that have politicized it, not me. You've done it 40, 50, 60 times on your show this year.
Yeah, I just want less Americans to die from guns. What about you?
You want less Americans to own guns, period, right?
I think that would be a good thing, yes.
Thank you. You just proved my point.
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of think that you have too many guns in this country. I think too many people walk around with assault rifles. Do you remember the last time we had an interview together?
But look, this many people every day save their lives because
what
of guns
a load of
the most
nonsense,
conservative
Mr.
study
Gottlieb.
Done.
It's a load of nonsense. You just invented that statistic.
I didn't invent that. It's the National Institute of Justice funded a police foundation.
The last time you came on my show. Do you remember the last time you came on my show?
Yes, I do.
What day was it?
It was most enjoyable.
What day was it?
it was right after Newtown.
No, it was right
before or right after.
No, no. You can't even remember. It was December the 12th. It was just before Newtown.
It was 2 days before.
Right. Yeah, you were laughing then as well, and we discussed the AR-15
well,
assault rifle.
Well, I'm laughing at you, Piers.
With respect, you're still laughing.
Piers.
I know. You find it all terribly funny. I don't. On that day, you told me...
No, I don't find it funny either, Piers.
You
That's
told
why
me,
I think people should have a right to
Mr.
defend
Gottlieb,
themselves.
You told me that
nobody
day...
Nobody should be a victim.
You can keep talking
people
over me.
People in Newtown shouldn't be a victim. Right. People tomorrow shouldn't be a victim.
Mr. Gottlieb, just to remind you what you told me that day, you spent a long time in that interview on December the 12th, 2012, informing me that I was exaggerating the dangers of the AR-15 assault rifle. And 2 days later, Adam Lanza took an AR-15 to Sandy Hook, and he shot dead 20 children, first
and
graders.
And that's disgusting, and it's horrible, but it wasn't the gun. But he also had a rifle and a shotgun and a handgun. The bottom line is he could have used any gun, Piers. The problem is if somebody would have been on that school grounds armed to protect the children so their lives would have been saved, we all would have been happy, and it would have been a blessing.
Let me leave with the final words from Shannon Watts of Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America, a group formed in response
Another
to Newtown.
Another gun control group.
Fine. Gun safety is a better phrase, isn't it, Mr. Gottlieb?
No, because gun safety is a misnomer. These people have never even shot a gun. They've never even trained for safety.
I've shot an AR-15.
Go to a gun range and train for safety.
Mr. Gottlieb, if you would just let me read what she said. American mothers will not allow a depraved vocal minority to sully or smear the memory of the victims of Sandy Hook. I'll just say this to you, Mr. Gottlieb. What you did...
Nobody's smearing anybody's memories.
What
my heart
you
goes
did,
out to them, to every victim of any kind of violence.
What you did, Mr. Gottlieb, in launching this campaign for the first anniversary of Sandy Hook was one of the most disgusting things I have ever had to witness. And you should be ashamed
of
yourself.
But your 50, 60, 70 anti-gun shows that you've done picking on the rights of gun owners was not disgusting, not politicizing or polarizing anything.
Okay,
right?
I've had enough
okay
of you.
For you to
We're
do
moving
it,
on.
Not okay for
Next,
anybody
do
else
guns
to do
save
it.
Lives? Gabrielle Giffords survived a near-fatal shooting almost 2 years ago. I'll ask her husband, Captain Mark Kelly, what he thinks.
Jeez.
I can't handle much more of it. I mean, why doesn't he go back to Britain if he likes it so much? Why does he stay here? He doesn't care about Americans or American rights. Obviously, you know, he is losing listeners. People are turning up their noses at what he has to say. Not just
I hear
gun rights.
Getting another deal with the network.
Yeah, I hope not, you know, because he needs to go away. And we don't need him. Guns, as we know, over the last, at least 10 years, we've seen gun deaths or gun-related violence deaths decreasing in the country, primarily due to gun ownership. So, I mean, you know, his statistics and his sympathies are ill-founded in any kind of factual reality. And the man is disgusting. Bob, I have to ask you a question, though. What do you got coming up this week, and what can our listeners look forward to? What else is going on?
Tomorrow night I might be a little late, but I'll be here We have a guest coming on about the vaccination issue, specifically the HPV vax. So stay tuned for that. And, of course, I'll be confronting, asking Noam, G-O-N-O-M-E, Chomsky some questions tomorrow.
Okay, good, yeah.
And either this Wednesday or next Wednesday, we're going to have Stuart Rhodes on, Oath Keepers.
Yeah, that'll be good. Mm-hmm. I'm going to hear what Stuart has to say. By the way, Sandy Hook, just so that you know, for a little context, Sandy Hook has actually really caused Oath Keepers to grow. It's just been growing wildly since then, and the recent vet marches and barricade issues in Washington, D.C., it's getting very big now, friends. Even a lot of the people in the police forces and law enforcement are starting to side a little bit with a lot of the protesters here. As long as we can keep our cool, we may actually win over a good portion of the law enforcement in this country to our side. I think things could be turning around, but anyhow, we'll have Stuart on to see what he says about that.
They opened a bunch of parks today.
Yeah, they did. The people of Colorado had to actually chip in to open up the road across Rocky Mountain National Park so we could get people back up to Estes Park. After the shutdown, after the floods and all this stuff, we were locked out.
I mean, wait a second. Like, it's amazing. We didn't need the government to do things. Private people stood up. Private enterprise stood up and handled it themselves. Wow.
Right.
It's a novel concept.
Yeah, it is kind of a novel concept. You know, you could almost start a country like that if you had the idea that every man had some liberty and the right to pursuit of happiness and all that, except for if the government got in the way, you'd kind of lose that idea again, I guess. And that's kind of what happened here. So, but yeah, you know, Bob, we want to thank all of our listeners out there on RBN, and I want to thank Dan, our producer. I know I'm not supposed to do that. You told me never do that, but, you know, Dan, our producer-engineer. And I want to thank you for having me on, buddy. So, you know, I'll be listening in tomorrow night, be back with you, I think, Wednesday, and we will continue and everything like that. So it's really been good, man.
Yeah, and if you want to reach me, Steve, before then, you can email me.
I can even email you at thebobtuscan@gmail.com.
No, Steve.
I get it wrong every time, man. You have to repeat it.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Show@gmail.com. Okay,
the Bob Tuscan Show. It's the name of the show, which is called The Bob Tuscan Show at gmail.com.
But you can't just have Bob Tuscan Show. You've got to have The Bob Tuscan Show at gmail.com.
Well, the name is not Bob Tuscan Show. It's The Bob Tuscan Show.
Right. It's not Bob Tuscan. It's The Bob Tuscan Show at gmail.com. Did I get it right? The Bob Tuscan Show at gmail.com?
Okay, Steve, get out your crayon right.
Repetition is the key to learning, friends. So write Bob and let him know what you think.
Hey, if they want to help out with some Federal Reserve notes, I could really appreciate it. Go to the website. Are you ready for the website name, Steve?
I am ready for the website name.
BobTuscan.com.
Not the Bob.
Do you know how to spell my last name?
T-U-S-K-I-N.
M-O-U-S-E.
You know, I was just thinking that myself. We got to get you some new bumper music, I think. I like your bumper songs, but I want to hear some.
Now you're coming after my bumpers, dude?
I'm coming up to your bumpers, man.
Well, we'll update them, maybe. If people want to contribute some bumper music that they think I should use, email me, bobtuscan@gmail.com. Go to the website and help with a contribution, bobtuscan.com. On the right-hand side of the page, you'll see a donate to the Tuscan family button. Help out. I really appreciate it. All right, Steve. Thanks, man.
My pleasure.
And, folks, I will see you tomorrow night if I don't get tased at the Noam Chomsky event. Love you guys.
Another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds. With finance.